Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the California Angels and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the California Angels. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Rick Miller. Batting second. The DH, Dickie Thon. Batting third. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Don Baylor. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Joe Rudy. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bobby Clark. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Freddie Patek. Batting ninth. The catcher, Dan Whitmer. Pitching for the California Angels, Frank Tanana. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Peters. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Wackenfuss. Batting fifth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Jim Lentine. Batting eighth. The DH, Duffy Dyer. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dan Schottsetter. And now, play ball. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is called out on strikes. One out. Dickie Thon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thon hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Wackenfuss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Angels nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a fly ball into center field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a line drive into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss hits a fly ball into center field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Angels nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a fly ball into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich takes first base on ball four. Bobby Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Angels. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Angels 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins strikes out. Two outs. Jim Lenteen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenteen hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Angels 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Dan Whitmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitmer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller takes first base on ball 4. Dickie Thon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Miller. The throw from Parrish and he is out, Trammell applying the tag. Two outs. Dickie Thon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thon is 0 for 1 in the game. Thon hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Angels 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is called out on strikes. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 1 in the game. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a pop-up towards third. Lansford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Angels 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0 for 1 in the game. Lansford hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Peters. Lansford reaches second base with a double. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Baylor hits a pop-up towards third. Brookins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0 for 1 in the game. Rudy hits a fly ball into left field. Lenteen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gritch is walked intentionally. Bobby Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Clark hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Angels 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 1 in the game. Cowens takes first base on ball 4. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0 for 1 in the game. Wackenfuss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cowens moves to second. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish strikes out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 1 in the game. Brookins strikes out. Two outs. Jim Lenteen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenteen is 0 for 1 in the game. Lenteen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cowens scores. Wackenfuss moves to second. It's 2-1, Angels. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Dyer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Angels 2, and the Tigers 1. The Angels will come to bat. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-1 in the game. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dan Whitmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitmer is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitmer hits a line drive towards short. Trammell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Miller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Angels 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitaker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Peters bunts towards first. Rudy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Peters for the out. Whitaker moves to second. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Whitaker trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cowens hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Whitmer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Angels 2, and the Tigers 1. The Angels will come to bat. Dickey Thon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thon is 0-for-2 in the game. Thon strikes out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lansford hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shot center fires to first and picks off Baylor. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Angels 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wackenfuss takes first base on ball 4. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-2 in the game. Parrish hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wackenfuss moves to second. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-2 in the game. Brookins strikes out. One out. Jim Lentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lentin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Clark who is chasing the ball. Lentin reaches third base with a triple. Wackenfuss scores. Parrish goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Tigers. Mark Clear now pitching. Steve Kemp pinch hits for Duffy Dyer. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Angels 2. The Angels will come to bat. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0 for 2 in the game. Rudy strikes out. One out. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Grich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Clark hits a fly ball into left field. Lentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Angels 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Peters strikes out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Trammell hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cowens hits a pop-up towards first. Rudy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Angels 2. The Angels will come to bat. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 2 in the game. Patek hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cowens, who is chasing the ball. Patek reaches third base with a triple. Rod Carew pinch hits for Dan Whitmer. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Patek scores. It's Angels, 3, Tigers, 3. Bert Campaneris pinch runs for Rod Carew. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Miller bunts towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. Campaneris moves to second. One out. Aurelio Lopez now pitching. Dickie Thon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campaneris. The throw from Parrish and he is safe. Campaneris steals third. Larry Harlow pinch hits for Dickie Thon. Larry Harlow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harlow hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Peters. Harlow reaches second base with a double. Campaneris scores. It's 4-3, Angels. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-3, Angels. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0 for 3 in the game. Rudy is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Angels 6, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Stan Clyburn now catching. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wackenfuss hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Clark, who is chasing the ball. Wackenfuss reaches third base with a triple. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Baylor. Parrish reaches second base with a double. Wackenfuss scores. It's 6-4, Angels. Andy Hosler now pitching. Richie Hebner pinch hits for Tom Brookins. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Parrish moves to third. Dave Stegman pinch runs for Richie Hebner. Jim Lentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentin is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Lentin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Parrish scores. 2 outs. It's 6-5, Angels. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-1 in the game. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Whitaker takes first base on ball 4. Kemp moves to second. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hosler fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Angels 6, and the Tigers 5. The Angels will come to bat. Mark Wagner now playing third base. Pat Underwood now pitching. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Grich is called out on strikes. 1 out. Bobby Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Clark strikes out. 2 outs. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Patek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stan Cliburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cliburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9. With the score, the Angels 6, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Jason Thompson now playing first base. Joe Rudy now playing left field. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Trammell strikes out. 1 out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, California Angels, 6, and Detroit Tigers, 5. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.